Jaywalkers will meet in the Fellow Hall on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock p.m. Small group study with Deacon Mark will be held at St. John's School at 5 o'clock p.m. Sunday afternoon. Final panel meeting for the bazaar will be Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Bingo will be held this Monday at 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall at St. John's. Sophomore confirmation class will be held in the Fellowship Hall this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. The Finance Committee will meet in the Fellow Hall on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Just a reminder, because next Sunday is our Fall Bazaar, the Mass times will be 8 o'clock a.m. at St. Gabriel's and 10 a.m. at St. John's. Script will be sold after Mass.
And so that's for only next week only. Our 8 o'clock Mass will be here at St. Gabe's, and then 10 o'clock at St. John's, and then the following week we go back to the normal schedule until November. There's also, with the bazaar next week, we're in need of pies, and so there's plenty of pie tins available at the entrances of the church, so please, if you can help us out, as told, apple and peach. I don't know where that came from. Said that our church is meant to be a hospital for sinners and not some kind of a club med for saints. And this is true because in this world, we are all sinners. And it doesn't matter how far along that path to sanctity that we find ourselves at any given time, we are still susceptible to temptations. We're still susceptible to be led away by original sin, by concupiscence, that inordinate desire for the sensual. Sin has always separated men from God, and it will continue to do so until Christ returns. And throughout the Israelite history, they experienced this as well. Sin led them away from God, and they would experience His punishments. But even in the midst of the punishment, they would experience a promise. And so that's what we have today. The Israelite people is in exile, but they hear from Isaiah this promise of God. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, here is your God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, and the tongues of the mute will sing. Thirsty earth will itself erupt in streams, rivers, pools, and springs. This isn't some kind of a prophecy of global warming or global cooling or global change or whatever is happening today. This is a statement of a spiritual change. When our hearts are dried out and worn down and wearied by the things of this world, they will be restored. When the curse of original sin will come to an end, when everything will be given new life, be strong, fear not. This is God's promise for all of us, a promise partially fulfilled in Jesus Christ when He was born and became incarnate, a promise that will be completely fulfilled when He returns in His power and His glory. We see the partial fulfillment of this in our gospel. Jesus is traveling in the Decapolis, this pagan area of these 10 cities. People bring to Jesus a man with a speech impediment, interceding for him, showing us the importance of our intercessory prayer for others, whether we know them or not. And what does Jesus do? He takes this man off by himself, away from the crowds. The man cannot hear the words of Jesus, but he can see. He can feel his touch. He can see him spit. Feel it when he touches his tongue. He feels Jesus' fingers in his ears. And he sees Jesus looking up to heaven. And he can experience the power of the word as Jesus groans for him. Ephphatha. Be opened. And the man speaks and hears like normal. You see how sacramental this healing is? First, what is a sacrament? It is a visible sign instituted by Christ to give us grace. And so we see the visible signs of the touch, the voice, the spittle. And we see the grace in this man's life as he begins to speak and to hear clearly. See the similarities to this with our Eucharist? The bread and the wine, not becoming spittle to be placed on our tongues, but to become the body and the body and the blood of Jesus Christ for us to consume, to enter into our hearts and into our souls. This encounter with another cannot get more intimate than this, than looking up to heaven. We see this in our first Eucharistic prayer. When Christ takes the bread, He gives thanks and looks up to heaven, calling out to his Almighty Father, makes his offering. Here he's groaning for this man, as upon the cross he groaned for every one of us, for our healing. Ephphatha. He desires our minds, our hearts, our mouths to be opened as well, so that when we are opposed by the world, when we are opposed by those who are in authority, by our neighbors, even by our families, when we speak the truth of our sexuality, marriage between one man and one woman, when we are opposed for condemning abortion and contraception, when we are opposed for speaking the truth of same-sex relations, to speak the truth of cohabitation outside of marriage, how these are sinful, when we promote the family as the cornerstone of society, when we call for justice in our businesses, when we call for justice in our public life, when we call evil what it is, evil, and when we call sin a sin, even when we ourselves might not be perfect, even when our leaders do not lead by example, but rather speak empty words and live lives as hypocrites, Christ is groaning for us today. He is seeking the Holy Spirit to come into our lives, into our minds, into our ears. He's seeking to give himself to us in his body and blood, in the other sacraments as well, so that we will have the strength and the courage to stand fast. The healing that we read about today was a very special event in this man's life. It was a very special event for those that witnessed it face to face, and it should be a very special event for us as well. As I said, this occurred in pagan territory. It's in St. James's letter today. We're to show no partiality. We're to go into the entire world, to the rich, to the poor, to those traditionally that belong to this church, to those that might belong to another church across town, to newcomers from across the globe who might be joining us. The promise of God is for all people, and we are sent to them. The relationship that Jesus desires with this man today is the one that he desires for each and every one of us. We need to enter into that silence with him. We need to spend time alone with him so that we can experience his love for us and so that we can hear his invitation. Ephphatha, be opened. So our spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness and spiritual speech impediments might go away and be healed through his sacraments, and we may go into the world and glorify the Lord with our lives.